Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Welcome to our show that is not Apathetic Enthusiasm, but it is of Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Yes, it is of it.
Of the brand.
Part of the Umbrella Corporation.
There you go.
Welcome.
We're here, just our lonely two of us, Brandon and Chelsea, forming our own corp.
Chelsea Brand Corp.
No.
Brand. Because it's like got branding to it.
And also bran, and so that's also like a muffin or cereal.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
It's kind of flaky.
I see what you did. And now it sounds like we're doing a podcast about cereal. But we're not.
Oh, no, not this time. That's our next.
Maybe someday
standalone.
Dreams come true. Right now, we're going to talk about movies.
Yeah.
Who here likes movies? We all raised our hands there.
Yeah. Actually, and the funny thing is, neither of us raised our hands. We asked the question.
Did it with our brains.
Yeah.
Raised our brain hands.
We want to welcome you to what we are considering the inaugural episode of the podcast that Chelsea and I have been talking about doing.
For at least days.
At least days. Not consecutively, but for...
Would you say it's our flagship episode? Is that what people call the very first one?
No. Like the premiere, the inaugural.
Okay,
like
so the flagship.
Like the flagship would be Apathetic Enthusiasm, because it's the ship that is at the head. It's like, you know, okay. That as the main
so
ship.
We're like the Pinta of the Nina Pinta Santa Maria.
yeah.
And then the cereal podcast will be the Santa Maria.
We're like the Britannic.
Okay, was that right after the Titanic?
It was one of that series. Those
or the
those
Lusitania
ships.
A sunken ship. Yeah. That doesn't bode well.
The Queen Mary. We
love movies.
We love movies and we love each other. And we, when we started thinking about doing a podcast, we were like, what can we do a podcast about?
Do we love each other? That was our first question.
Yeah.
And then after we thought about it and decided enough, then we thought, do we love movies? And we both said, hell yeah, we do.
Hell
that
yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah. And we decided, you know, maybe that's what it should be about. And so before we get started any further, we decided on the title.
That's right.
Real Relationships.
Welcome to Real Relationships.
Yeah,
with Brandon and Chelsea.
That's right. It could be Chelsea and Brandon.
It could be. But let's do Brandon and Chelsea for now, because it could always be Brandon and Mitch or Chelsea and Cindy. We plan on bringing in other friends and family, people that we have relationships with, to talk about movies, hence Real Relationships.
Oh,
you see where we're going now, you
shit.
Guys?
Oh, it's R-E-E-L.
You see where we're going
my
now.
Gosh, I didn't recognize that from the logo that we put together.
But it's not relationships. It's just relationships.
What were the first thoughts that you had, like, coming together with, like, doing a podcast, right? Because
daunting to me, because I think no one wants to hear what I think about anything. I barely want to hear, but I thought, well, we'll just talk to each other about movies and maybe people will listen to it and maybe they won't.
And maybe we'll listen to each other
once. Definitely am going to listen to it all the time. Oh, to listen to you? Yes, that too. I just meant to listen to myself. And then I thought, oh my gosh, there's so many movies and so many things that we can talk about that I don't even know how we're going to rein it in.
No, there are so many movies. And, you know, I was talking to Jeff earlier And we're talking about you and I having a lot more than just the movies themselves to talk about, right? Because you and I both, we like the music, we like the actors. Mm-hmm. We're always like, you're going to IMDb right away to see, like, I know this person is in such and such. I want to figure it out on my own, but eventually I give up and I go to IMDb.
Throughout
too.
This podcast, I will always have my IMDb open and ready to go for a quick search.
We'll do a Chelsea's IMDb tally per episode.
That's right. Anytime that it seems like I'm supposed to answer a question, but I'm not, it's because I'm looking up something on IMDb.
And that's about the time that I just start rambling on with non-sequiturs.
Fill it out, stretch it out.
We'll eventually do video on this, but the Amazon people didn't show up with my C920 new camera.
And Chelsea's looking rough today because there was a whole trying on clothes hour of today. And you know, that leaves you kind of sweaty and looking like you've been through it.
I don't have that issue.
Oh, maybe my ladies, my girls know. And there was no air conditioning, and that was a bunch of hot, sweaty ladies trying on some clothes back there. You could hear all the ladies complaining. It's hot back here, isn't it?
Yes. All of them?
Yes.
Like collectively? Like
all three of us.
Oh my gosh.
We all said it at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
It's hot in here.
How hot is it? They said.
And then some guy's like, it's pretty damn hot.
I know. We're like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Rod.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Bryant. I was at Lane Bryant.
Oh. the idea of like doing a podcast about movies is fun, right? Like, and we talked about reeling in the types of movies that we wanted to talk about. Horror was a big thing for us. We both love horror.
Yeah, I think that's our biggest, for me anyway, that's the genre that's my favorite, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for you?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. Because even if it's like a movie is a horror film and it sucks, there's still something you can enjoy about it.
Yeah.
Generally.
And they have horror sci-fi, horror comedy, horror romance, probably.
They do like Life Without Beth.
Oh yeah, they have the other one with, oh gosh, here we go. I'm gonna have to use it.
Shaun of the Dead.
Nicholas Holt, where he's a zombie.
Oh,
what's
yeah,
that one. Not all right, Shaun... I'm on it. Hold on a second.
Not Shaun of the Dead, although Shaun of the Dead is a romantic comedy kind of, because it has romance aspects of it.
Warm Bodies.
That's right. That's right.
2013, rated R.
That was the musical one?
No, not that I know of.
There's one like it was like a zombie musical.
Okay, well, I'm not Googling things. I'm only IMDBing things.
Okay, yeah, sure. It's fair enough. But for fair listener, we're not just doing horror stuff. Right. Obviously, we care about that a lot.
We're going to go animated. We're going to go rom-com. We're going to run the whole gamut.
Yeah. Gambit from X-Men 97. I can't feel you. Sherry. Spoiler alert for X-Men 97. We had so much fun last night thinking about all the things we want to do for the podcast. And I got to tell you, it sounds fake. It sounds like I'm playing it up, but I loved how like rapid fire you were just.
My brain was spinning.
You were like throwing things at me. I'm like, I can't write that fast.
And I noticed. I saw your writing and I couldn't read it.
And I was like so happy because like, I think.
Because I never seem interested in anything. So it's like I came to life.
Well, like the chat, like ChatGPT, it's really easy. And ChatGPT is good this way. Like, give me some ideas for like things we could do on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And like you weren't doing that at all.
I didn't even need ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, there's still some neurons firing in there. Thank goodness.
I'm like, yeah.
Go, Chelsea, go.
We're actually fucking doing this.
And then I had someone in the corner mopping my brow. And then it was like, we need a hero. All that ever a hero.
Yeah. From Short Circuit 2.
Who's Harry Crumb? Oh, see?
Yeah.
That's two different movies.
I was going to say who's Harry Crumb, but... I'm like, nah, let me go with the one I know, which is Short Circuit too.
It's one of my favorite motivating songs. I wish they would play it in every movie. I would listen to it in every movie. It gets me hyped for whatever's about to happen, whether it's a robot or a guy on a plane.
Yeah. Is he? I don't know if I've actually seen all of Who's Harry Crumb.
He's not on the plane, actually. He's like up on the stairs of the plane stairs, you know, where they have those truck stairs for the plane. And he's up on top of them trying to stop the plane. And the girl is driving it. And she's played by someone that I'm going to have to IMDb in a minute. And it's John Candy up on the top trying to stop the plane.
Yeah. It's his finest role since Uncle Buck.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
We should watch it right now.
We should.
Pause.
Bye, everybody. Yeah. So these rapid fire ideas that you had last night, like it was. Well, I think as
you know, it was like watching A Beautiful Mind. Like,
Hans Zimmer.
I don't know.
Oh, IMDb.
I'll have to look it up.
So that we're on to number five.
So obviously we don't know a ton about movies, but we love them.
That's right. That's right. And we don't know what the format is going to be quite yet as far as like how we're going to structure the show. In every time I've done a podcast, I basically as we go, it's like, okay, yeah, this is what the structure of the show is going to be. We're going to start with the introduction, then we're going to get into blah, blah, blah.
But I noticed that once I started helping out, the structure fell apart real fast. It just crumbled.
Well, on Apathetic Enthusiasm, that didn't have a lot of structure very much at all. It's always like housekeeping up front and then housekeeping on the back end. And then in the middle is like, whatever.
You usually had like some topics ready to go. This is what we're going to talk about.
The Rick and Morty stuff.
Rick and Morty is more structured.
For sure. That is, we know when our breaks are going to be. It's like, okay, it's sometimes for semi-pertinent news and I do some stupid ditty, and then it's like, okay, now it's time for the main thing, and I do another stupid.
Really start. There's bits and everything.
Yeah, and then listeners, segments. Then listener suggestions and short outs. That's the very last thing.
I don't even know what you just said.
Listener suggestions and short outs.
Suggestions. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. So that structure, I don't know what we're gonna do here yet.
Me neither. Maybe, but we've got lots of ideas.
We do a ton of ideas.
Throw some out there. Let's see.
All right. So we friends and family trivia.
Any friend or family member can come and be on this and talk with us about movies they love, their favorite movie, their favorite director, their favorite soundtrack, anything. Any lover of movies can come and talk with us about it.
Yeah, because Chelsea and I, we love each other, obviously.
Obviously.
But we don't want to talk to each other all the time.
That hurt my heart.
And so, like, the relations, we said this before, the relationship part of this show is not just about us, but it's about all the relationships that we have in our lives.
Yeah, maybe we'll ask the next guy who comes to sell us solar panels if he wants to hop in on a...
Oh, too soon. But he's going to go to Italy to visit his wife.
Oh, you know so much about the solar panel salesman. It's really weird.
Yeah, well, to get people to buy, they... give you their
and they
story.
Tell you that they love your house, they love your guitars, yeah. And you believe them.
Yeah,
you bought in hook, line,
I
and
know.
Stinker.
We all make the mistake sometimes. Door to door meat salesman, you know, like it just happens.
Well, his meat was in a refrigerated van, and so that's why I felt confident giving him my credit card number. Spoilers: we did get the meat. It was fine. Everything worked out.
It was fine. It was
that meat lasted for a long time.
And I think we put a stop payment on the check, so we kept the meat anyways.
No, we did put a stop payment, and then we still wrote him a check because I panicked. He lowered the price.
So we're going to get Meat Man on
That's
the,
not
the
what
podcast.
This is about. This isn't about our meat steaks we've made. Meat steaks?
Hey, meat steaks. That's like when it's like a competition for... And then
oh, I was just thinking of like instead of veggie steaks or like tofu steaks, you have meat steaks.
I was thinking like Publishers Clearinghouse.
Nice.
So along the lines of it, like one of the ideas that you had was like a film... for the year somebody was born.
Mm-hmm.
So
because we know people of all ages.
That's right. And some people have not seen the movies that in the year they were born. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then like, this idea to like who would play you in a movie, mm-hmm. or who would you want to play in a movie?
Yes.
Those are two good ideas.
What character would you like to... Like, or even when you're watching a movie, sometimes are you ever watching a movie or an actor and you think, I could do that. I could play that role. Of course, we can't probably, but
right.
we'll get the chance in maybe a segment that we might call acting out, where we recreate a scene from their favorite movie.
Yeah.
We're not talking anything longer than 60 seconds.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And maybe a monologue, but again, 60 seconds.
No, it's got to be at least a dialogue.
What, like maybe like a one person show. But it's like a...
I'm talking if someone's favorite movie is Fatal Attraction, uh-huh. like your mom.
Yes.
Then we act out, I won't be ignored, Dan. And she can get to play her role that she's been wanting to play yeah. for years.
I'm putting bunnies in the boiler.
That's what she said during that part of the movie. I put in a rabbit in here. Shh, don't tell them.
Was it a skinned rabbit? Did she skin it too?
I don't think she did.
Oh, just put the rabbit. Well, that's kind of mean. Glenn Close.
It was their pet rabbit. That's what was mean about it. It wasn't just like a bunny that she accidentally hit on the side of the road.
Yeah. Let's see. What else can I read in my own writing?
Read the writing I did. I rewrote everything. Oh, you rewrote everything.
Oh, so you have beautiful writing.
You wonder why I handed you that notebook?
Yeah. I thought you wanted me to write notes down if I came to it. Oh, no.
These are the notes rewritten.
Okay. Yeah. No. So explain your favorite movie. Mm-hmm. That's one. What do you mean by explain your favorite movie?
Well, just kind of talking about why they love it, what it means to them. Their love of that particular movie.
Yeah, it's like memories or sure. whatever it could be.
Yeah.
You talk about acting out a scene from a movie, a first movie you remember. That's always a good one.
The first movie you remember seeing even in the theater or mm-hmm. and then we can talk about how much was popcorn in 1967. Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
The first movie I saw was I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Do you remember the first movie you saw in a movie theater?
The one I think I remember is Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh my gosh, I've never even seen that movie.
Yeah, I don't remember the movie, but I think that was the first movie I saw.
I feel like we need to watch it. That needs to be one of the first things we watch.
Yeah.
Is the first movies we remember seeing in a movie
and
theater.
And no one will ever watch, listen to the box and be like, Garbage Pail Kids.
Some people might.
What was yours?
The first movie I remember seeing in the theater was Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay.
I think I was about 8.
Okay.
Or 6. I think it came out in 88, so maybe I was 6. Either way.
All right. Yeah. Either way, that's the first one you remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A normal one.
It is.
Yours was weird.
Garbage Pail Kids, because I would go disc golfing with my dad and we'd stop at the liquor store so he could get beer for the ice chest.
Sounds amazing.
and what I would get is Big League Chew and then a pack of Garbage Pail Kids
cards.
Yep. So I think that's why I wanted to really see that movie.
I was so grossed out by those always, all the time. They grossed me out. There's something very David Cronenberg about them for some reason. They're all very like, they're always like wet and slimy for some reason.
Yeah, like Snotty Sammy and stuff like that. Nice. One of the cool things that we came up with too is we don't want it to just be about us, like, and we want to be able to give back to charity and the community and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, like we're talking about like the year you're born, those types of things. We talk about maybe like random charities or like trivia things where.
Just finding some way to donate some amount of money to a charity. We'll choose one charity each month. Mm-hmm. And for every episode, we'll total up the donations to them over the course of maybe four episodes a month.
Yeah. Or you know, the other thought we had was, you know, if a movie came out in 1976, we would give them $19.76.
Sure.
And then add that up over the month, you know. Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit here and there, yeah. But it makes me feel good to do a little something other than sit here and talk about ourselves.
Yeah. The other thing you said was like, guessing how much money the movie grossed.
Yeah.
For however long it was in the theaters and then basing that off of what we had done at the charity too.
Based off that, do a donation based off of the gross, obviously a very small percentage of it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, not even a fraction of a percent. Basically, maybe like the first two digits.
But within our trivia games and little tiny quizzes here and there and games that we'll play, and then we'll add the prizes will be charity prizes, charity-based prizes.
Yeah, yeah. Which I like that. I like building that in right at the start. Yes. I'm like, to give back and like maybe give it to colleges and or film classes, you know.
I love it. Or to the puppies.
Yeah, or the puppies. Aww.
We love puppies.
When we watch Homeward Bound and Incredible Journey, we'll give it to the puppies.
We could base our charity off of whatever movie we watch those months.
Yeah, Terrifier.
Oh my gosh, we give to the Clown Association, to the Clown School. We donate to Spirit Halloween.
Oh no. They have a Spirit Halloween movie.
They do?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, neither have I. And guess who didn't do the soundtrack for it? Nick Let's Go.
Oh, Nick Let's Go sings "This Is a Song for Spirit Halloween."
Yeah.
I like ghouls.
He's got a skeleton. We obviously like when we're talking about movies, we'll have themed weeks. That'll be a thing for sure. We watched Joe Bob Briggs over on Shudder. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about some Joe Bob things here. Maybe we'll like watch. We'll like have Joe Bob flashbacks out of, you know, I think that's kind of worse.
Yeah. Some recommendations from there. And when he's in session, I think he only does like 8 weeks at a time. And those movies we definitely watch on Friday nights. So we'll have those to talk about. But when he's on hiatus, we'll pull up some old Joe Bob's.
Yeah.
And his queen on screen there, Miss Darcy, the mail girl, has been in some movies that I've never seen. We can watch a couple of those.
Yeah.
Not the porn.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry. We can't, you got real those. Excited.
That's a different
one. I said, raise your hand if you want to watch a movie. Raise your hand.
And, you know, like, it would be really, really cool, like, to be able to get maybe one of them on.
At
one point in time.
Dream to dream.
Yeah.
I mean, dare to dream.
Dream to dream.
That's Inception. That's another movie. Movie references will come out of nowhere, like, all the time.
Like woodwork.
That's right. They come like woodwork.
Also,
just don't tune in for the highfalutin content or to listen to me have a regular sentence.
Yeah. Or to hear our son Dexter do his segment Teen Screen.
Yeah, maybe that's where we're playing around with titles, Teen Screen, since he's 13.
Yeah, we
PG-13.
Oh,
that could be that segment.
Oh yeah.
For this year. For 10 more months.
PG-a-teen.
PG-X-teen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when he turns 20. I was telling Jeff earlier, again, talking to Jeff.
And we'll also talk about Jeff a lot on this show. So tune in if you're Jeff.
Tune in if you're Jeff. I was telling him about, we were talking shit about that panel. And then I was getting Dexter to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's.
You're making him BS an answer to you.
And he was so good at it. He was so good at it. I'm like, ooh.
Like, see, that's how the people on that panel should have done it. Just make something up and be interesting.
And he was interesting. He did a really good job. So we want to have him do something if he wants to.
Yeah. I mean, for instance, we just watched the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure he tell you lots of fun stuff about it.
I'm sure he would. He was talking to your dad about it yesterday.
Oh, nice. I just listened back to our last Apathetic Enthusiasm one, and we just all bashed Minecraft. No one had seen it yet. Everyone's just like, it's going to be such a bad movie. It's so bad. I heard it's so bad. I hate it already. I haven't even seen it. And then we went and watched it like the next night, and we were like, oh, it's funny.
It was good, yeah. I mean, it's not good.
No.
But it's
bad.
But it's fun. Yeah.
I mean, I have a list of movies that are like the bar for like, at least it's not this movie. And so there's a couple like Cats.
Yeah.
If it's better than Cats, it's a win.
Jellicle
cats do what Jellicle cats do.
Speaking of cats and things that need synopses, 15 second synopsis.
Yeah. I think it even should be shorter than that now that I was thinking about it. Because what if I asked you to like, Poltergeist, quick. Like, you could do Poltergeist in less than 15 seconds.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. It's about ghosts.
There you go. That doesn't tell me anything. You'd have to pretend like... But so you'd have to give the synopsis about a movie that I haven't seen. Or to... I mean, we'd have to make it trickier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think for... The thing I learned in the Twilight Zone podcast was saying the synopsis, like, actually expanding it out, ends up being like its own like little conversation. Well, it takes a long time to get through the synopsis. So I shortened all the synopsises for the episode to be like, okay, just give me a 1 to 2 sentence
the elevator pitch,
right, of the episode, and let's get it into the actual meat and potatoes of what the episode actually is.
We could do it as like a cliffhanger at the end of our, which is a movie and also a movie term, at the end of our thing, and then have people guess it, and then people write in and guess, and whoever guesses correctly, we donate to the charity in their name.
Oh, yay.
And then is it a write-off for them if we do that?
I don't know
either. That's a good question.
We'll say
but
it
they
is.
They get to choose the charity. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll say it is, but we'll take the bennies.
We'll come up with some little prizes. We got lots of junk around here that I'm trying to give
away. She looks around my office.
I know I did. I did a quick scan.
Ugh. You can't have any of my stuff.
Goodbye, Golden Rickhead.
we talked about, we know music, we do like the music, we like a lot of different aspects of the film making process. Yeah, we obviously plot, you got the actors, you got the performances.
I tend to really appreciate the technical aspects of it after taking a film class. And then I just thought it was so interesting. And like, for instance, I watched Citizen Kane when I was 18. I thought it was terrible and boring. And then I rewatched it at 42 after reading all about it and all the techniques they use and how innovative it was. And then it was much more interesting to watch. And you could see that it was kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that part.
Do you think you're going to watch movies for this podcast in a more kind of film criticism kind of way?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I don't know either what you'll do. I don't know what I'll do.
I don't know what I'm going to do like after this podcast. So I definitely don't know what I'm going to do next week.
Got a couple more things. Only one page. This is good. Talk about split screen. It's like that.
Right. How we'll record 30 minutes before we watch the movie, like how we did when we talked all bunch of shit about Minecraft. Then we go watch the movie. Then we come back and have the second half of the podcast be after we watched it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I didn't realize that's what you meant last night when you were talking about it.
So it would be like 30 minutes. Then you can put in your ad so perfectly placed. And then when we come back from the break, we'll have watched the movie and we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
What did you think I meant?
I don't know.
But you just thought it was such a good idea. You wrote it down.
I wrote it down.
Split screen.
I was like rapid fire. I'm like, split screen. PPV, pay-per-view, pay to rent or watch movies, inform listeners kind of where to watch and how much money it is.
Where we have to watch something that we had to rent or buy. And then we can tell people where it's available and how much it costs.
Yeah. And if it's
whether or not they should wait.
Yeah. And if it's worth your money.
Exactly right.
That's right.
And we'll have to have a scale like this is 4.5 chicken buckets. I don't know what our scale is yet. I don't want to be boring like popcorns or stars or anything like that, but we'll have to get
chicken buckets.
Some kind of chicken bucket scale.
Yeah. Four and a half bankrupt movie theaters.
4.5 Blockbuster.
Oh, damn it.
A scale of Blockbuster to AMC.
Hollywood Video to Blockbuster.
Oh, Hollywood Video. Yeah.
Or Warehouse.
The Warehouse.
And then the last thing we had on here was having a backdrop. We talked about doing this audio. We will have a video component of it. We just need to get a graphic designer to get us a backdrop. Yeah.
Do we know anybody like that? I don't know. His name rhymes with Travis.
Mavis? Bacon teaches rhymes, typing?
His name rhymes with Mavis Trenard.
it's gonna be fun.
I think so.
What do you want? What we haven't even talked really about the first movie that we're gonna watch.
I know,
watch.
And Jaws keeps popping into my head. I know that when we first talked about starting this a long time ago, it was like, let's start with a movie that we've both seen and know fairly well.
Yeah.
Or should we just start with a movie that neither one of us have seen and go in blind like that?
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm trying to think of is like, what is the most bang for a new listener's buck?
Good question.
You know, I've always said
Minecraft movie. That's a good one. Yeah. It's in the theaters.
Yeah. We've always said that like doing a podcast together if people listen, that's fine. But it's really mostly so I get to talk to you and spend time with you.
But I want to do a movie that's been out a little bit longer so that than Minecraft movies, so that we don't spoil it. I really don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
Yeah.
So I'd rather it be something that they can watch streaming. And then if it's spoiled, they didn't waste their money.
Yeah.
To go watch the movie.
I think going to like Jaws is not a bad idea. It doesn't have to be Jaws necessarily, but something like big like that, that
classic, iconic,
that everyone has seen.
Gone with the Wind.
Because then somebody who's never heard us before, never listened to us, is coming in and they're hearing what we have to say about
a movie that they already know what they think about it.
Yes. Instead of like coming into like a really obscure movie or like a very new movie that they don't want to see.
Yeah.
Then they're like, okay, what is this Brandon and Chelsea? What are they saying?
What do they think about Jaws?
Wow.
They rooted for the shark.
They're original. more like not Jaws.
Yeah, there's not a lot of play on the word Jaws.
Yeah. Who's your boss?
Maybe there is a movie called Santa Jaws.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Could watch that. Oh, and I do want to watch Velocipaster.
Yeah, Dexter does too.
And he also, Dexter's taste in movies is still emerging.
Suspect.
But he wants to watch Trump versus the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. And then the horror movie they made based off the Grinch called The Mean One.
we'll get into like the whole Steamboat Willie horror and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my gosh, bad horror movies. Yeah.
And Popeye the
Slayer Man. Oh man. Maybe we shouldn't start with a horror movie though, because a lot of people are not as big a horror fans as we are. So we should start with just like something that's in the AFI. That's a acronym for American Film Institute, I think.
Mm-hmm. Good
something
job.
That's in the archives of somewhere.
Yeah, the Criterion Collection. Right,
that's what I was trying to think of. Thank you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or the Janus or Janus. How do you pronounce that? J-A-N-U-S.
I always said Janus. Films, but
it seems silly now that I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, for me too. That I'm
it's probably Janus, the Janus collection.
There's no Fina or like Janus. Criterion Collection. I know Racerhead's on there, so maybe.
Lordy B, do it. I'll do anything for the podcast, for the cause.
Let's start with the most accessible film around.
Yes. We should.
Eraserhead. Or Naked Lunch by Cronenberg. No,
we'll find something that has more mass appeal, but not too much, because we're not sheep, you guys.
Yeah, bah. We're not that.
Right, but then you just made the noise as if you almost fell into your sheep persona.
But I
turned into like Pinocchio on Donkey Island and all of a sudden just came out.
It wasn't a good sheep. That's what I was trying to say.
Like, it was a bad sheep. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. This
is the kind of humor you're going to get.
Can't wait. It's going to be great. Final thoughts for us.
No, I'm just excited. And I'm nervous about that first movie, choosing that first movie. I feel like it's going to set the tone for the whole thing, whether or not we crash and burn or fly to the heavens, maybe too close to the sun. I don't know.
Yeah. Just like Medusa did when she saved.
She married Icarus. and then he was made of stone, which is why they fell right out of the sky. And that's how gravity was discovered by Apple Newton.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they created the MacBook Pro.
And the cookies.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Huh. We'll look that up. I don't know. We'll fact check.
Don't fact check us. We'll fact check for ourselves.
I'm on it. I'll IMDb Apple Newton right now.
Oh, Apple Newton.
And then we got to get us a little jingle. Speaking of, I saw you playing around with the switches over there. We got to get an intro and outro jingle.
Yeah. For now, this is the intro outro that we have. It won't be the one that we stick with, but for right now.
This is the one everyone knows and is familiar with.
Yes. It's by Aldous Ignite Touring Machine. And Chelsea, thank you.
This
song. Do it. All right. And then I think we're leaving now. Thanks so much for your time, honey.
You're very welcome.
have a good night. And we'll have an episode for you soon.
Everybody take a deep breath. You made it. You made it through podcast number one.
On behalf of me and Chelsea, well, and me. Bye.